This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
516 at Galesburg's Evening News. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad to have a few minutes to tell you. I was about to say glad to tell you some good news because apparently all I've done today is not report any good news. But, you know, that's the job. That's why, you know, that's why we're the dishonest media. That's all we do, right? Anyway, we do have some good news, and it's some good things involving local tourism and the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Michelle Kim, their director, is just back from a statewide tourism conference. So we'll talk more about that as Michelle's here in studio. Thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's always exciting to be here.
Well, first things first, again, you were at this state tourism convention. I'll talk more about that and ask you some things about that in general in a little bit, but something pretty good happened for your office while you were there.
I came back with a trophy.
All right. Tell me about that.
So we were recognized for Best Cooperative Partnership during the Illinois Excellence in Tourism Awards on Monday night. And that was a recognition for our efforts put forth during the One State Together in the Arts Conference back in October.
Congratulations on that. That was fantastic. We talked about that conference a number of times. And as we also said, that was sort of the baptism by fire for you for this job, because that had just was being coordinated and kind of fingers were crossed that the conference would be held here right about the time you were hired last year, right?
That is true. And the event ended up being experimental in many ways, the first of its kind to the area. And we just kind of, in the month leading up to it, tried to get as many businesses and individuals and nonprofits and everyone in the community as involved as possible. And that's what made it the best cooperative partnership.
It really was experimental, but it really worked out well based on your philosophy of getting as much of downtown Galesburg in use for this conference as possible.
Absolutely. And I think that's probably what set us apart from the other nominees, was just that we were able to pull together so many different, organizations, businesses, individuals, and, you know, it wasn't just one other business or two other businesses. We pulled in as many as we could.
Is that what whoever gave you this award indicated they liked about it, or what kind of feedback did you get in that regard?
I didn't get a whole lot of feedback, but I got to accept the award from Big Head Abraham Lincoln.
Really?
And he didn't speak, but he shook my hand and handed me the award. So
if it's the Abraham Lincoln I'm thinking of, he's a really, really talented portrayer of said president. So good for you.
So, yeah. So we didn't receive a whole lot of feedback. What I do know is that the awards were all judged by a minimum of 8 other tourism professionals, so there are peers, and that there were 5 nominees, including us, in this category. So that's pretty big, something to be proud of.
So I imagine you just gave some other tourism professionals, whoever judged this award, a really good idea, right?
Well, I don't know. We did it so well that,
just can't be replicated.
I know. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. But we'll see if these awards come around next year and we've got similar experiences nominated.
And the truth of the matter is there have been, you know, times over the years where I think Galesburg has hosted conventions or conferences or things like this. But as I think we talked, you believe that this could probably open up the doors to maybe get more of that sort of thing here.
Absolutely. I 100% believe that this sets the stage for future meetings and small to mid-sized conventions. We've done it already. We've done it successfully. And I think that we can adapt it to different organizations and their needs in the future.
Have you had, without maybe being specific, have you had any other interest from other groups that may have heard about this and say, hey, maybe I'd like to try to do something like this in Galesburg?
We've had some ideas thrown at us to consider, but with the way conventions and meetings usually work, we have to complete a proposal and submit that on our own. rather than those organizations seeking us out.
And that's got to be kind of a difficult thing to think about, because I imagine on the one hand, you'd like to fill out every proposal that you could possibly could for every conference. But on the other hand, you know, if you're spending all your time doing that, how can you stay true to your core mission, which is promoting tourism?
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations on that. I think that's a good thing for the area, and I think speaks to well to how you and everybody at the Chamber of Commerce and everybody kind of, and again, the business community kind of pulled together to work this out.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think for anyone who questions why it would be important to bring an event like this to Galesburg, you know, one thing I'll say is that the dollars make sense. This 3-day event generated tens of thousands of dollars into the community. And I can say just I managed the food and beverage budget. And that 3-day event, we generated close to $23,000 locally.
Wow,
just for food and beverage.
You get all the fun jobs, the food and beverage budget. How do I get in on something like that? But anyway, one can dream. But okay, that was part of this the tourism conference that you attended. Talk to me, what kind of happened? And maybe in a broader sense, I guess with a new governor in office, are there any concerns about tourism efforts here and statewide, or is it maybe kind of status quo at this point?
Well, the governor was actually there. I did not get to meet him personally, but was in the same room with him a couple of times, mm-hmm. and was maybe a couple hundred feet away from him. So that's about as close as I got this time. There is still Corey Jobe's old position. The director of the Illinois Office of Tourism has not been filled as of yet. So that obviously leaves some things up in the air. There is an acting director, but we're all very anxious to see who ends up in that position and what their vision is.
And we should say that most of the state offices have acting directors at this point, as the legislature has to approve all those appointments. So time will probably tell, but I imagine whoever your acting director is will end up getting that job permanently unless something really bad happens. But what's kind of the focus in terms of moving forward to continuing to promote tourism, then, I guess, maybe from both a local and a state perspective, I guess, maybe given that there's maybe just a smidge of uncertainty left?
Well, I think uncertainty or not, at a state level, we just continue to plug away and do what we're here to do. We have, you know, we're fortunate to have our budget in place, and that includes state funds through June 30th. The fiscal year runs July to June, and so we are very fortunate to have all of that in place. And so we're able to just move forward as usual and plan for the calendar year as far as marketing, advertising initiatives, and other programs.
Talked a couple of times with Mayor Pritchard about specifically Amtrak and the situation with the Southwest Chief, where Amtrak tried to cut that route, and that would have been had a not so good effect on both Galesburg and other places that the train stops in. That's kind of been thwarted for now, so things are going on from there. But I imagine, other than that, are there any other concerns at this point?
Well, fortunately, yes, that's not going in the direction that it appeared to be going for a while. And mm-hmm. so we're all happy about that, because it would have had a tremendous effect on Galesburg. But we're safe for now. Mm-hmm. And that's all we can look at, is we know that, you know, we're safe for the time being. But that's something that we have to continue to keep an eye on and stay apprised of, you know, any happenings from now until the end of the year, and really just try to stay ahead of things and, you know, keep up on everything that's going on.
I have about a minute or left, but maybe just a couple of questions. Visitor-wise, how are things going in that regard here?
Well, in the middle of a polar vortex or Arctic vortex, people aren't even leaving their houses.
Really?
So,
I had no idea.
You know, that's been unfortunate. And winter is always slow, just because not as many people are traveling in general. But as we progress, you know, into the year and things get warmer, fingers crossed. The groundhog said that spring will be here soon, I think. So
the groundhog is not a meteorologist. I just want to point that out.
Well, if the groundhog says spring is going to be here soon, I'm going with that.
Oh, there you go.
So as the weather improves, we will start to see a lot more visits and more events locally.
The weather in the last year, though, has just been weird, with a few days last year that were over last summer that were over 100, mm-hmm. and now we had a few days that are below zero. You know, that's for somebody like you, that is just got to be frustrating.
It is,
yeah.
Because people are very sensitive to the weather, and they make plans according to the forecast. So, you know, when it's below zero temperatures or over 100, it deters a lot of people. So we like nice, mild, beautiful weather. I do personally, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't dictate what happens.
You're not a meteorologist either.
I am not.
What you're saying. That's too bad. What's ahead for your office this year? How are things going otherwise?
Things are going really well. I will say that we are expanding our staff.
Wonderful.
By a new person. And so we should have an announcement on that very soon. And that's somebody who will be able to come in and manage marketing, social media, advertising, marketing, and all of that good stuff.
You're not going to make a person whose job may be the right press releases write a press release on themselves being hired, are you?
No, I would never do that.
Sorry, it's one of these media pet peeves that I have. But
I've had to do that for myself in the past.
I know, in different positions.
So
I know, and God love
it
you
happens.
For it. For sure. All right. Anything else before we run out of time?
No, I think just, you know, keep an eye out because we have a big year planned. And
yeah.
So a lot of exciting things, you know, on the agenda.
Well, I know you or whoever it is you're hiring will keep us posted for sure.
Absolutely.
Michelle Kim with the Galesburg Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks so much for your time. And again, congratulations on that great award for the One State in the Arts.
Thank you so much.